26-4, Brad Hardy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie Peterson. If I was sending you a postcard, it'd say, wish you were here. I'm at the MCG, mate. I'm just saying to Nick, I have been coming here for 25 years. I have never seen a bigger line for the MCC members in my entire existence. It is unbelievable. It's zigzagging all the way up to the old Hilton Hotel and back, and they're still streaming through. They're doing a marvellous job. Yeah, it's going to be a magic atmosphere tonight, mate.
I can feel the anticipation there, Brad. This is wonderful. We're into finals footy. It's what we all want. And Adelaide, gee, they were good last night.
Yeah, they were. They jumped them. They mugged them early, but they're... Particularly the last 20 minutes of the second quarter, they put the result beyond doubt, didn't they? And the Giants are a bit of a worry for me now. I mean, they just haven't been able to get their act together for most of the year. I thought if they could, they'd be very, very dangerous. Look, there's every available opportunity. When you get beaten in the first week, you think, oh, they're gone. But they might be able to bounce back next week, either against West Coast or Port Adelaide, whoever gets the gig to go up there. But I can't see them going any deeper than that.
All right, well, we won't get too far ahead of ourselves yet, but you'd imagine if West Coast are able to knock off Port on Saturday, they're a good chance against GWS.
Yeah, it should be a beauty. I was just checking with Nick. I haven't seen the final team yet. I was in the car, and I still wasn't able to get it, but really looking forward to that game tomorrow. I think the weather will be good, unlike last night where they had scattered showers, some heavy. So that'll suit West Coast. They've got really good form, track and distance at that particular venue. But as I say, it is a final. That's what happens. Things can get turned on the head very, very quickly. But, yeah, the West Coast Eagles, Carl, myself and Adam Papalia will be there for 8:82, 6pm, bringing you all the action as it happens.
Beautiful. Now, mate, this blockbuster tonight, Geelong and Richmond, I can feel the anticipation building as you described to us at the top. Who's going to win?
Well, look, I was very bullish 10 days ago on Richmond, and as the week's worn on, I've been really worried about them drinking their own bathwater. The whole razzmatazz has all been about Richmond. Everything's about Richmond, and sometimes that can set you up for an ambush. The weather's been kind to us, Ollie. We were worried about it being really, really cold and really, really wet. Well, it's going to be cold, but certainly the showers are less than intermittent, so I don't think that's going to be a problem. So the pace of the Tigers might really worry the ageing defence of Geelong, but having said that, whenever you've got Dangerfield and Selwood in your team, you're going to be very, very hard to beat. I know they've got Martin and Cochin. Just worried about maybe a little bit too soon for the Tigers. There's always next week for one of them. I'm going to go for the Cats, mate.
All right, Cats to win tonight. Looking forward to your call along with Paps and Carl. We'll obviously take everybody there around 5:30 this afternoon. Now onto the footy tomorrow, the Swans and Essendon. Who will win that at the SCG?
Yeah, I'm a little bit more bullish about the Swans. As I say, I watched that game earlier in the week, and there's no doubt that Essendon should have won the last time they met. But having said that, if Buddy kicks straight, he kicks six crooked behinds, and the amount of shots they had at goal, and I think there's one thing about John Longmire, his teams are very, very adaptable. They can not only shut down the opposition's strengths, they can play to their own, and that being the case, mate, I think they might be just a little bit too strong for the Bombers tomorrow afternoon, mate. So they'll carry on and take on the loser of tonight's game here.
All right, Port and West Coast, who wins?
Well, I'm hoping for the West Coast fans that West Coast do, but I'm trying to go in. What has happened in the past doesn't matter. It's all about the present. And I think that even though they haven't beaten anybody any really good this year, Port Adelaide, I've just got a funny feeling they've certainly got an advantage against the West Coast tomorrow night. Just a slight one, and it might be just enough to see them home.
All right, well, a busy weekend indeed for you. We can hear you tonight, of course. They're calling Geelong and Richmond along with Adam Papalia. Carl Langer, we can hear you tomorrow on Saturday morning at the football with Carl and Haggers. We can hear you tomorrow afternoon into the evening with Carl and Adam Papalia in the Port Adelaide West Coast game. We can hear you again on Bouncing Around on Sunday, Brad Hardy.
Yeah,
so much Brad Hardy this weekend.
We'll have the wash-up between 4 and 6 on Sunday and got a little treat for him. I've got Russell Morris, not the footballer, the singer.
Beautiful.
He's going to be joining us, a Mad Tiger supporter, and we're also going to talk to one of the Trump chances for the Sound Over Medal as well, mate, young Ryan Lim from Claremont. So, amongst other things, we'll have plenty of time for calls as well, my friend. And well done to the Aussies winning the cricket.
Yeah, wasn't it good? Just before I let you go, Brad, are you and Russell going to be doing a little duet?
Well, we'll do that. I'll mind. I'll be Milli Vanilli, and he'll sing and play.
Good on you, mate. Let's enjoy the footy. Looking forward to your call in just under 2 hours' time, mate.
We'll give you the real thing.
Good on you. Brad Hardy there. He'll be back with us Monday, and we'll wrap it all up on Monday afternoon.